American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Protecting American values faster than Democrats can defend felons and illegal terrorist gang members. No traveling to Central American countries required.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know what happened in St. Paul, Minnesota over the weekend?
Crazy.
It's not just another viral clip. It is not street theater. It is not activism.
No, it's escalation.
It is an unmistakable warning shot into the nighttime sky that our religious freedom is under attack.
It's at risk.
A church.
If Democrats are elected to power, this is what will happen to your religious freedom.
So a church was essentially invaded. A worship service was disrupted. It was an active worship service. Children were terrified.
Right.
And it was these far-left agitators. No, go ahead.
It wasn't just that children were terrified. People were prevented from worshiping God. The First Amendment says you have the right to peacefully assemble. It doesn't say that you have the right to stop other people from peacefully assembling, which is what they were doing. But the people in the church were peaceably assembling. You have the right to worship as you see fit. These people were trying to worship as they saw fit. And another group of people came in, violated their freedom of speech, violated their freedom of worship, violated their freedom of church, so that these other people could then protest enforcing the rule of law in a house of worship.
So take a listen. Here is a clip from these far-left agitators entering into this church where folks, parishioners, are worshiping. Take a listen.
Today we had the honor to protest with Nkema Armstrong and the Racial Justice Network. Just like Jesus did, we went into that church and we flipped tables peacefully. Renee Good!
Can we pause right there? Okay. He brought up, I'm going to go into the church. Like Jesus went in and flipped the tables. Now, do you remember why Jesus, because this is very important, why Jesus went into the temple to flip the tables? It was because people were using the temple, which was supposed to be God's house, it was supposed to be a place where people could come to worship God, and they were using that for their own personal monetary gain. That's why Jesus started flipping the table, was because they had turned a house of worship into a den of thieves. Now, when you go into a church and you start chanting, "Hands up, don't shoot," you're not accusing people of using a temple, a house of worship, for their own monetary good. That's not why you're flipping the tables. You're flipping the tables so that you can repeat a lie. "Hands up, don't shoot" was a lie. It goes back to the Michael Brown case in St. Louis, right? Just outside of St. Louis, Ferguson, Missouri. And everybody said, "Oh, he said, hands up, don't shoot," and the cop killed him anyway. He never said it. The witness who said he said it admitted that he lied about it. It was proven through forensics. It was proven through investigation. Michael Brown never put his hands up. If he had put his hands up, if he had said, "Hands up, don't shoot," he would still be alive today. But Black Lives Matter and the left movement created this lie, "Hands up, don't shoot," so that they could then have an excuse to riot. And the people went into this church to lie. Now, real quick, Louis, because we've talked about the Ten Commandments. What does the Ten Commandments say about lying?
Yeah, it's a violation.
It's a violation of the Ten Commandments. So don't tell me you're acting like Jesus and going in to flip over tables when what you're actually doing is perpetuating a lie. You are bearing false witness in the house of God. Get off your high horse and stop comparing yourself to Jesus and start getting on your knees and begging for forgiveness for breaking one of the Ten Commandments the house of God.
And there's a lot of folks who are listening right now, go to church regularly, you know, once a week. I mean, just imagine, here you are along with your fellow parishioners and in your worship service, and you see all of these strange folks or folks who are acting strangely. Because, you know, you don't know everybody that's in church. That's not the issue. But folks that are coming in, that are walking amongst you while you are seated, while there is scripture that is being read, while there is a homily or a sermon that is being given.
Right.
And then you've got this group of folks that are basically commandeering your house of worship.
Right.
I don't know.
For their political purposes.
But you know what? This tactic.
Which, by the way, their political purposes are anarchy. Jesus was not in favor of anarchy.
But let me remind folks, you know, because it's important to remember history. This tactic is really older than Marx. It is older than Lenin. It's older than Saul Alinsky. In ancient Rome, pagan authorities routinely disrupted Christian worship, not because Christians were violent, but because they refused to submit their conscience to the state. In the French Revolution, mobs stormed churches and desecrated altars, turned sanctuaries into quote-unquote temples of reasons. Why? Because Christianity stood in the way of ideological conformity.
Exactly.
In Soviet Russia, churches were infiltrated, disrupted, mocked, and repurposed because faith creates allegiance to something higher than party.
The Communist Party in China right now goes in and arrests people. If you have a church in a private home and you're not using the official Bible printed by the Chinese Communist Party, that's happening today.
But see, the founders, and that's, I could go on and on. I could talk about Mao's China. You can talk about Nazi Germany. But the founders of our country didn't protect religion because they were sentimental. They protected it because they were realistic. They knew that once the state or the mob decides which beliefs are acceptable, well, liberty collapses. That's why the First Amendment doesn't just protect belief, it protects exercise. Worship is not a thought. Worship is an act. And interrupting that act through intimidation or shouting or invasion is not speech, it is force.
And your rights end where another person's rights begin. You do not have a freedom of speech that trumps someone else's freedom of worship. If someone else is trying to worship and you're speaking so that they can't, you are violating their rights. Not that you're exercising your rights, you're abusing your rights. You are violating someone else's rights. You don't have the right to use things that are in the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, to trump what else is in the Bill of Rights for other people. Again, you haven't read your Bible. You have to do unto others as they would have done unto you. You want someone else to stop you from being able to worship?
Okay, but even if you're not a Bible beater, even if you're not a believer, whatever it is, you don't know your Bible, the Supreme Court, maybe you don't know the law either, because the United States Supreme Court has been clear for over a century that the government has a compelling interest in protecting houses of worship from disruption.
Exactly. And there's going to be some consequences on this. At least there better be some consequences on this. If there aren't, people will be calling for Pam Bondi fired within the week.
Well, she has already said the Department of Justice has launched an investigation.
They need to start handing down indictments and arrests. Let's get the top three things you need to know before tomorrow.
Well,
Well, as you're just talking about, first thing you need to know for tomorrow is on Sunday, and anti-ICE agitators stormed a church in Minneapolis, St. Paul, mid-service. The so-called protesters believe the pastors of the city's church was the acting director for the ICE field office in St. Paul. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon was streaming the church invasion live, calling it a protected form of protest. It's not. It's not legal to invade a church and prevent people from worshiping in that house of God. Assistant U.S. Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon said, quote, any attack on a house of worship or religious service in this country falls under our jurisdiction, and we have zero tolerance policy.
You know, if this had happened in a mosque.
Oh, my word.
I don't think Don Lemon would be streaming this and saying this is a protected form of protest.
No, he'd be calling it hate speech. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase Bank for debanking him. The banking giant is accused of closing all of President Trump's personal and business banking accounts after January 6, 2021. Many conservatives have complained about banks blocking their accounts for political reasons in what was called debanking. J.P. Morgan Chase has denied ever debanking people for political reasons, but the company has admitted they are facing numerous investigations into their banking practices as part of President Trump's crackdown on debanking policies.
No, Jamie Dimon, multiple times, who is the CEO of JP Morgan Chase. He has said multiple times that his bank does not debank.
And yet Trump said he was given 20 days to close all of his accounts in their bank. Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Elon Musk has made his largest political donation in a U.S. Senate campaign ever. The serial entrepreneur and former head of Doge gave a $10 million donation to a political action committee supporting Nate Morris, who is running for Senate in Kentucky. Current Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell is retiring and not seeking re-election, creating an open seat. Morris is a businessman who founded waste management company Rubicon Technologies and conglomerate company called Morris Industries. Morris is running against Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron and Congressman Andy Barr for the Republican primary in that state.
Wait a minute. $10 million donation?
To a PAC supporting the third-place guy in the race.
That's a game changer.
That's a lot of money when you're running for Senate in Kentucky. We've got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
You know, maybe, I know a lot of our listeners, they're so smart.
Sure.
Good looking, yeah. Handsome.
Yeah. Witty, and completely immune to pandering.
And funny.
Yes, they're hilarious.
But you know, there may be some leftists listening right now that don't fully understand what debanking really is.
Okay.
Okay. So I thought maybe we might explain what debanking is, because President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan, mm-hmm. saying that J.P. Morgan debanked him.
Right.
So it sounds boring or technical.
It's so important, though.
It is. But it's not boring at all. It right. sounds boring, but it's not boring. Debanking is power. Mm-hmm. Debanking is raw, unaccountable power being exercised very quietly and without a vote. So
if you're opposed to an oligarchy, the left, Bernie Sanders, right? Fight the oligarchy. He went on this tour. Fight the oligarchy. If you are in favor of fighting the oligarchy, you should be opposed to debanking policies, because what it is the rich and the powerful, the people who own the banks, they go, if you disagree with my political opinion, I'm going to make it to where you can't put any of your money in my bank. That is oligarchic power. The few having actual power over the many.
So debanking, like you explained, is basically, well, it's not basically, it is. It's when a bank decides you are no longer worthy mm-hmm. of basic financial services. Not because you committed fraud, not because you right. bounced checks, not right. because you broke the law, but because somewhere, someone decided your views were unacceptable. And just like that, click, you're out. No warning, no due process, no appeal. And your account is closed, your credit line disappears, your payroll is frozen.
It's political discrimination.
And that, my friends, is debanking.
And if we let a private company do this, then it will only be a matter of time before someone comes into power in the government and says, well, they're already doing this on their own. I can now force a bank to debank my political opponents. And once you start down that road, now we're Venezuela. Now we're China. Now we're totalitarian. I mean, if you want to fight fascism, you should absolutely oppose debanking, because fascists will use the power of the banks to punish their political enemies.
But you know what's so ironic about this? The left is going to say, well, debanking is just private companies making private decisions. But that is the same crowd that they think bakeries are public utilities, right?
Right?
You can force right. a baker to make you a cake for whatever.
Right.
But suddenly banks are, you know, it's okay for banks, but not for bakeries.
It's crazy. Well, we got a question for American mamas. Dear mamas, is modeling still a sustainable career today?
Well, let's ask our American mamas. Mama.
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Nettleville and Kimberly Burleson. This is a very interesting question, because we currently have the First Lady of the United States of America, who was a legitimate supermodel yeah. back in the day. That was the career that got her to the United States, that actually introduced her to Donald Trump. That was the career that led to her becoming First Lady right. of the United States of America. And with AI, with social media influencers, is modeling still a thing?
This is an interesting thing I watched. I watched a panel. It was a panel of three Instagram models mm-hmm. and three runway models.
Okay.
The Instagram models were all kind of plus size. They were body positivity. They had large followings. One had almost a million. One had half 50,000, just that kind of thing.
Okay.
The runway models were like the most beautiful creatures I've ever seen. Beautiful. Not very little followings. But questions were asked of them. And one thing that's interesting is it was asked, do you have cosmetic surgery? All of the people that were Instagram models had cosmetic surgery. None of the runway models. Question is, do you use filters? All Instagram models, yes, we use filters. Runway models, no filters. So they came together and they're all talking about this. And the runway model said, we are broke. We have no money. The Instagram models have money. Yeah. They're getting free stuff sent to them. They're getting PR packages, but they're able to make a living by what they're doing. And the runway model said, not only do we not have any money, we can't even afford the clothes that we actually are modeling.
Right.
But people are now wanting Instagram models to showcase their stuff because of the following.
That's right.
So they're finding that it's a dying thing. Nobody is caring. People aren't buying magazines anymore.
No.
You know, so it's like it
is. When was the last time you bought a magazine?
I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know.
I quit my subscription to People magazine years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they ask you every now and then, they'll say, you know, you'll get 75% off. That magazine is like nothing 10 pages. Now. It's nothing.
Yeah. I think the last time I bought a magazine was the 1990s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I go on an if I'm in the airport and I want to read something,
okay.
I will.
Okay.
But it's just interesting how it's all changed.
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. So it's Instagram. It's social media influencers.
Yeah, it's
they're the new supermodels.
Changed. It's changed everything for everybody.
Okay, so that brings up the next question: is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? I mean, there was this whole thing with the supermodels were too skinny, that they were inducing other people to become anorexic. Mm-hmm. You know, you've now got this more egalitarian playing ground where anybody can be famous. The Andy Warhol, everybody's famous for 15 minutes. But as you mentioned, there's a lot of this body positivity stuff. Mm-hmm. There's filters, there's fake. It's even less real than the supermodels were.
Well, the question,
is this good or bad?
The question was asked to all six of these people, have you experienced a negative feeling about yourself because of your role that you're playing right now? And all six of them, whether they're Instagram or runway, said yes. So I think there's just a problem in our society with image and how we feel about ourselves.
So if your career, especially if your career though, is based on how you look, I mean,
and it's in both places.
Yeah. Either runway model or Instagram model, social media influencer. If your career, if your livelihood is based on how you look, of course you're going to be self-conscious about that because that's how you feed yourself.
Exactly.
Well, if we go back to that, the body positivity that they were touting, like Meghan Trainor and Lizzie and all of these people, it's so interesting because during the woke years, it was like, you know, even on the cover of that men's magazine, the Sports Illustrated, you know, they had the heavy girls or they had the transgender
the last couple years,
or that, you know, everything was so woke and they were taught, you know, Lizzie really came down, you know, that brought that hammer down on people about just love your big voluptuous body and she'd be eating in front of. Well,
but
then
she lost all that weight.
Well, that was going to be my point. Then all of a sudden, Ozempic comes into the picture, and Meghan Trainor, whose first song was "I'm not a stick thin Barbie," it's all about the base. And all of them, they let go of their morals and their values about body positivity. They are now thinner, healthier. Well, Lizzie looks healthier. Meghan looks like she's really, really skinny. But all these people that were, you know, shouting "Love your curves." are now teeny tiny because they found this miracle drug. And so you recognize that a lot of times these people are saying this stuff for themselves in that moment.
Not for everybody.
They don't
else.
Mean it. They wanted to be thinner. Even during that time they were saying that. And Lizzo looks amazing. She's beautiful. But it's like I want them to come clean about it so badly. I want them to say, look, I know what I said, but the truth is it is better to be healthy. I feel better, I look better, and I have more energy, but they can't do it.
And maybe she's not going to be a supermodel, but certainly she can be an influencer on...
Exactly.
I do find this, and again, with AI coming in, even the influencers, I mean, unless you're really funny, your days may be numbered,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettaville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune into American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Lewis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
It's now available with no artificial flavors, sweetenings, or petroleum-based dyes. It's all natural, harvested on American ground. You're making America smart again, baby.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, off the top, we were talking about that church in Minneapolis that was stormed by those left-wing agitators shouting all sorts of things with regards to ICE and then hands up, don't shoot, which, they're conflating, in my opinion, they're conflating completely two different ideas, right?
Because Renee Good did not say, hands up, don't shoot. Her wife said, go, 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 drive, drive, drive. When there was an ICE officer standing right in front of her car and she hit the ICE officer and people were like, well, she didn't really hit him. He had internal bleeding because of the collision. She could have killed him.
So you would
think, that's not hands up, don't shoot.
You would think that responsible leadership in Minnesota would stand up and say, you know what? Churches ought to be off limit. Like, where is the governor of Minnesota?
Wait. You said responsible leadership.
Well,
is not a responsible leader. So I can't even think of the name of one responsible leader in the state of Minnesota. I can't think
of one. Well, I can tell you one that's not.
Yeah.
A sitting Minnesota state legislator, Lee Finke.
Okay.
Is now openly calling on leftists to storm more churches in protest of ICE. Now, let that sink in.
All right.
Not to picket outside, not to hold a rally in a park,
right.
Not petition lawmakers, but to storm churches.
Right. What does churches have to do with ICE? Is the church, is ICE the law enforcement wing of the Catholic Church? Look, you're a Catholic. Does the Catholic Church have immigration police that they walk around with?
No.
No. So no, what does the church?
I have no idea.
I go to Protestant church. We don't have that. So what does the church have to do with immigration enforcement?
But see, freedom of religion, I'll say this again.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do, by the way, to answer your question.
Nothing.
But freedom of religion means the right to worship without fear, without intimidation,
yes.
without mobs barging in to make a political point. And when you have a lawmaker uh-huh. that is calling for churches to be targeted,
yes.
that is not a protest. That is incitement.
That is. And by the way, how many churches have been invaded by people trying to kill them? In recent years, you've had school shootings and you've had church shootings. Do you remember that? And this isn't just one denomination. It's not just one race. We've had white church, black church, mixed churches. We've had schools of church schools of little kids. We've had so many people killed at churches from people who hate the church. You would think that maybe storming a church these days would be about as dumb as trying to drive over an ICE officer.
Now, this is an attack on Christianity.
It is.
Because churches are not government buildings. Pastors are not ICE agents.
No.
Parishioners are not policymakers. Yet they're being treated as enemies simply for existing and worshiping.
And these ICE protesters are not the heroes. You're the villains in the story. You just don't know it yet.
No, they know it. They know it.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
So last week, the Florida State Supreme Court ruled that the American Bar Association no longer had the sole power to say which law schools in the state of Florida are good and which ones aren't. Last year, the Florida State Supreme Court commissioned a work group to study if it was a good idea or not to have the ABA, the American Bar Association, be the only group accrediting law schools. And the work group said, no, it's not a wise idea. Now, this is interesting because the ABA is really the only agency that certifies law schools all the way across the country. You went to law school.
Well, I did. And, you know, there are a lot of law schools that might have been closer to where I lived.
Right.
But they were not accredited.
And so that
by the ABA. So that automatically disqualified them because in Louisiana, where I sat for the bar, you have to have attended an ABA accredited law school to even sit for the bar.
So the Florida State Supreme Court, they wrote, the court is persuaded that it is not in Floridians' best interest for the ABA to be the sole gatekeeper deciding which law school's graduates are eligible to sit for the state's general bar examination and become licensed attorneys in Florida. Instead, the rule changes create the opportunity for additional entities to carry out an accrediting and gatekeeping function on behalf of the court. The court's goal is to promote access to high-quality, affordable legal education in law schools that are committed to the free exchange of ideas and to the principle of non-discrimination. Now, that last sentence is very important in this decision because part of why the Florida Supreme Court even questioned if the ABA should be the sole accrediting agency for law schools is because the ABA was found to be pushing DEI principles on law schools across the country.
Oh, that's
diversity,
ridiculous.
Equity, and inclusion. And by its very nature, DEI is promoting discrimination, even if it's just in the form of affirmative action. So the Florida Supreme Court says, we're not going to deal with discrimination. The ABA has been pushing discrimination. Therefore, they're no longer in charge of deciding who gets to be a law school and who doesn't.
You know, and that is sad that the ABA, the American Bar Association, allegedly has mm-hmm. stopped acting like a neutral standards setting body and started acting like a political hack or political enforcement arm.
You know, you could make the argument the American Medical Association did the same thing starting in the 1990s.
Oh, well, and then, of course, during COVID.
And during COVID and during the whole Obamacare thing. The AMA was supporting Obamacare, which decimated private physicians. So you've got these professional associations, American Bar Association for Lawyers, American Medical Association for Doctors, and it doesn't seem like they're actually focused on who they should be focused on. It seems more they're focused on their own political opinions.
And using the power that that association basically has. I mean, because that's what the ABA apparently has been doing, is using its accreditation power
right.
to force these DEI mandates on law schools all across the country.
Now, Florida's not the only state to do this. Florida's not the only state to say the ABA is no longer in charge. They weren't even the first. Texas was. Earlier this month, Texas's Supreme Court ruled the ABA would no longer be the accrediting agency for law schools in the Lone Star State. Now, Florida says the ABA is not the sole accrediting agency. Texas went, you're not even involved. You're out. Texas revoked the ABA's accreditation power altogether in a decision on January 6th. In Texas, the state's Supreme Court will now be the accrediting agency. If you want to be a law school in good standing, they need to satisfy the requirements the state's Supreme Court will set out, not the American Bar Association.
And, you know, there's a lot of folks who say, well, if you remove ABA accreditation,
yeah.
then you don't have the consistency all across the country of all these law schools, and then we're going to have this, you know, mishmash of some qualified, some not.
Interesting but put that out.
Yeah, because, I mean, but what do you think DEI is going to, I mean, DEI is going to result in that too, because
right.
lawyers should be trained on merit.
Not on skin tone,
on logic.
Not on sex, not on country
right.
of origin. So now you have the country's two largest conservative states taking control away from the American Bar Association, giving it back to the state Supreme Court. Now, oftentimes, what happens in Texas and what happens in Florida starts to spread to other conservative states. Already, Ohio and Tennessee are considering similar changes. So it's likely within the next 5 years, other states will follow the examples, but probably just conservative states. Leftist states are likely to say we need to follow the advice of the experts. Got to listen to the experts. Just like during COVID, got to listen to the experts. And if the experts have to be leftists themselves, then great, we got to listen to them even harder. But as you're pointing out, this is going to create a difference. We're going to have law schools in red states that are going to be judged off of something that doesn't involve DEI. And you're going to have law schools in blue states that are going to be focused very much on DEI.
Yeah, and I don't think this decision is going to weaken the legal profession. If the ABA is pushing DEI on all these law schools, I think
that
kicking the ABA
yeah.
out would actually strengthen the law profession.
I think it would, and I think conservative states are going to agree with you. I think leftist states won't. And this is part of why we call the states the laboratories of democracy. And we will see, eventually, which approach is better.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua HealthShare is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven, finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua HealthShare.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys, I can't turn you guys I can't change that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO and on here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, if you have not already, wherever you get your podcast,
yes,
please subscribe to American Ground Radio.
It's a very good idea. Now, we produce a podcast every single day. It's a lot of fun.
No, and I mention that because many of you do subscribe to the podcast, and yeah, you may be listening in your car or truck or SUV right now.
Right.
But you know, your car, SUV, truck, whatever you drive, it's not just a vehicle anymore.
Okay.
It's a rolling surveillance device because modern cars today, it records your location history, your driving habits, how hard you brake, how fast you accelerate, where you go, when you go, how long you stay. In some cases, even who's riding with you. And here is the kicker. It is not illegal for automakers to sell most of that data.
Wow.
Well, not yet.
Wow.
So there is a representative in Congress, in the House, Eric Burleson, along with U.S. Senator Mike Lee.
Okay, from Utah.
They have reintroduced the Auto Data Privacy and Autonomy Act.
Okay.
And right now, basically, it will give you, if this bill passes, automakers will have to give you the ability to delete that information. So if your vehicle is collecting all this data on you,
okay,
it gives you the ability to basically stop it from collecting that data on you and or not transmit it to whomever may be listening in.
Hmm. All right.
So, you know, I mean, look, you got that digital antenna on top of most modern vehicles.
Yeah.
It's more than just satellite radio.
Right. But you've got, you know, opt-out abilities on your phone. Your phone says, hey, these apps want to track you across platforms.
Yeah, but not on vehicles.
And you can say, I don't want to do that. So you should, if you can do it on your phone, why can't you do it on your vehicle? Say, I don't want you to track me.
Well, under this bill, you would.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Vehicle owners would have the right to see what data is being collected and then delete that data and opt out of having it sold.
I think that's a great idea. When you buy your car, that's, you know, that's your car now. It shouldn't be the company's personal piggy bank. That's your car. I've bought it. I paid for it. It's mine. Thank you very much.
And they should have asked you for beforehand. Permission.
Yeah, because now you're being a creeper. Stop it. It's creepy. All right, let's get to a bright spot. Okay, so I ran across a sermon that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave in 1962, 1963. Today's, of course, Martin Luther King Day.
Yes, absolutely.
He was talking about the parable of the Good Samaritan, the outsider who stopped and helped a Jewish man who had been robbed and beaten. And Martin Luther King used that sermon to talk about the difference between law and the heart. His point was that there are things that can be done by law, but laws, societies can't solve, or laws, the law can't solve all of society's problems. That there's just some things the law can only go so far to do. He said, unenforceable obligations are beyond the reach of laws of society. They concern inner attitudes, genuine person-to-person relations, and expressions of compassion, which law books cannot regulate and jails cannot rectify. Such obligations are met by one's commitment to an inner law written on the heart. Man-made laws assure justice, but a higher law produces love. The idea is that we can tell people it's illegal to rob, but you can't make people believe on their own. You can't write a law and make people believe on their own that stealing from someone else hurts someone else that I should be treating well.
Well, I think this is exactly what John Adams was addressing when he said our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
That's exactly right.
And that wasn't a sermon, that was a warning.
Right.
That the Constitution of this country doesn't manufacture virtue. It presumes it. It assumes that you're going to be honest. It assumes that you're going to have self-control. It assumes that you're going to have respect for the truth and for family and for property and neighbor. But once those things erode, there's no amount of laws that can replace them.
Minnesota's a great example of this. The Constitution says you can't stop somebody else from worshiping. And yet this weekend, people with very messed up hearts did. They went in and they violated other people's rights because they do not care about those people. King wrote, "No code of conduct ever persuaded a father to love his children or a husband to show affection to his wife. The law court may force him to provide bread for the family, but it cannot make him provide the bread of love." Look, this doesn't mean that there's no point in making laws. There clearly is. But the idea is that laws alone aren't enough. We have to work on ourselves in order to have a just society.
Well, yeah, and I think a moral people don't need a law for every situation.
Right.
Because they know where the lines are. We should not be asking as a society, what can I get away with? We should ask, what is right? What is just?
Morality, he said, cannot be legislated, but behavior can be regulated. Judicial decrees may not change the heart, but they can restrain the heartless. Law cannot make an employer love an employee, but it can prevent him from refusing to hire me because of the color of my skin. I thought on Martin Luther King Day, going back to, I mean, we've heard the I Have a Dream speech, you've heard some of the other things.
Yeah,
I thought maybe going back to a sermon he once gave was a good way to honor him on this day.
We cannot legislate honesty. You can't mandate decency. You can't manufacture wisdom.
But without those things, our society's in trouble. We've got to get back to it, and government can't force it. We have to do it ourselves.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100. 800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, no, no. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
She moved to England.
She did.
Bought an $18 million sprawling farm.
Right.
Oh, she's happy over there. I really do.
Sure.
I mean, you know. But here's the other part.
Okay.
She is now saying that she is proud of those protesters that stormed that church in the middle of worship services on Sunday.
Okay.
And she is sorry for anyone hurt just for protesting. Now, let's just unpack that.
Real quick. Nobody gets hurt for protesting. You get hurt for violently attacking police officers. You'll get hurt for agitating against other people. Protesting, nobody's getting hurt for protesting.
Okay, just protesting. Let's just be honest. When you storm a church service,
that's not protesting.
And you directly confront worshipers
that's
and
not
clergy.
Protesting. And by the way, those people weren't hurt by the church. The church actually behaved the way Jesus said. So well done to the church.
I mean, that's not just protesting.
It's not.
I mean, that is intimidation.
Yes.
That is trespassing.
Yes.
I mean, the First Amendment protects speech. It protects protest. But it also protects the free exercise of religion. That's why churches are supposed to be sanctuaries, not stages for political theater.
What would Ellen do if she's trying to do a stand-up and they came up on stage to protest against her?
Oh, I know what she'd say.
What'd she say?
Whoa. Oh, wow!
When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
In addition to being Martin Luther King Day, today is also Dolly Parton Day, at least in Tennessee. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee declared January 19th to be Dolly Parton Day in honor of the singer's 80th birthday. In addition to being a country music living legend and an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Dolly is also a business titan, having built the theme park Dollywood from the ground up. She's also a huge philanthropist with her Dollywood Foundation and her Imagination Library charity, which has given away more than 300 million books to children all over the globe. In his proclamation declaring Dolly Parton Day, Governor Lee said Dolly Parton's life and career is woven into Tennessee music culture and rich history.
I didn't know this. I wouldn't have worked longer than 9 to 5.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.